You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It is Friday. Thanks for listening to the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. We've got Disneyland tickets for you. We have a lot of business to take care of here. Start with the Disneyland tickets. Today is the final day to score these tickets and get in the running for the grand prize vacation. This hour's code word is BELIEVE. BELIEVE. Text the word BELIEVE to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day one park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is BELIEVE. This is the final day. For this round, we always have Disney tickets laying around here. We'll do it again, but today ends this run. Every hour through 6:05 today, you'll have a chance to get yourself in the running here. Welcome to Violet Vibes, your weekly dose of Valkyries culture. What a week for the Valkyries. They may have had their winning streak snap, but they continue to make history. They've sold out every home game this season. That's 17 straight sellouts at Chase Center. Wow. A testament to the incredible Bay Area support. Violet Vibes is brought to you by Third Love's TempSync bras and undies with patented technology to help regulate your body temperature. Visit Third Love in Walnut Creek or San Francisco or at thirdlove.com.
My last date was at the Valkyries game.
Yeah, you guys had so much fun.
We had a blast.
You raved about it.
Yeah, well, because it was super fun.
You wear the
fun.
Cap almost every day now.
I've got it on right now. Yeah.
Their gear is cool. Yeah. They have some really cool shirts in it. Mm-hmm. Like it's a cool thing.
The scene was a party, no question. So go see a game if you can.
A show, a game.
It is a show. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's and the woman that does. I don't know who the host was. I was watching her, going, man, she's great. Really good, sort of
kind of hype in the crowd
party vibe, okay. and but I don't know her name, but she was great.
I have start with some downer news. Mastodon co-founder Brent Hinds has died in a motorcycle crash. I don't know a lot about Mastodon, but I know you love Mastodon.
Love Mastodon. So recently, he was kicked out of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a band that had been together for 25 years.
Right.
So we don't know what this guy was experiencing, whether it's a drug problem or a mental health issue. But for whatever reason, the band kicked him out.
Yeah.
And they initially said this is a mutual parting of ways. And then Brett said, no, they kicked me out.
Yeah.
And I hate those guys.
Right. That was not mutual.
But that in the end, he dies in a motorcycle accident in Atlanta, like
Wednesday night.
Yep.
51 years old. He was the band's lead guitarist, co-vocalist, riding his Harley when he was hit by a BMW SUV that failed to yield while making a turn. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His former bandmates said, "We are heartbroken, shocked, and still trying to process the loss of this creative force with whom we've shared so many triumphs, milestones, and the creation of music that has touched the hearts of so many." They didn't address the fact that Brent left the group back in March. At the time, they said it was mutual. He said they booted him for embarrassing them for being who I am. And called his former bandmates horrible humans.
Yeah, there was some words not exchanged. They didn't say anything.
Right.
But he said some things about them. I don't know what to say other than 51's too young, but motorcycles are dangerous.
Yes, they are.
And it may not have been his fault at all, and yet, and I don't know what the helmet law is in Georgia. So I don't know. I don't know anything about the actual accident itself. Terrible.
Moving on, Taylor Swift has revealed two more alternate vinyl variants for The Life of a Showgirl.
I'll take one.
You have good luck. I hope you get one.
5 o'clock.
She has.
Oh,
now,
is there a countdown going
to Jane?
Yeah, 5 o'clock is to Jane's. Got a copy, the purple one. She actually scored one earlier this week, right? Was that Monday?
I think it was Tuesday.
Whenever it was not that long ago, and she actually got her hands on one, and she's giving it away. So today in the 5 o'clock hour, it's your chance.
Yeah, but you're saying there's a new one.
Two more. She's now unveiled four different vinyl variants for her upcoming 12th album.
The same thing happened to me on these. I thought I had it in my cart, but I understood this time. I said that I wanted it, and then I was waiting in line to check out. And by the time I made it to the front of the line, they were all gone. So different. I'd never had a system like this before. Because usually, like, you get it in your cart, and it's like, okay, it's safe in your cart. You have 5 minutes to check out. But this one was different. It was like, okay, you said you want it. Now get in line.
Oy.
Right. And so if people's carts time out or they decide that they're not going to, one more person gets it.
Is the new one already sold out then?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in there 23 minutes after the drop, and I was waiting in line, and it was all gone.
23 minutes, you slacker.
Well, there was no countdown. I didn't know it was coming.
I know. It just happened. So she listed two more limited edition alternate vinyl variants for the upcoming The Life of a Showgirl album. This happened yesterday, along with a new alternate album cover, which is her sort of in a kick line with other showgirls. And they say it's all part of the album's Baby, That's Show Business edition.
Mm.
This is, 3 days after she unveiled the two other variants. She called those the Shiny Bug edition. Mm-mm-mm. The two new colors are Lakeside Beach Blue Sparkle and Lovely Bouquet Golden.
I wanted that blue, man. Oh, it was dark. It was sparkly. It was vibey. Mm. But alas.
I'm so sorry. Well, I suppose people who have the cash to do it and really want it will easily find these things on eBay. You know, they'll be out there. I wonder how many she pressed for each one. Like, how many actual physical units are we talking about here? 100,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's a lot because the first one sold out in an hour. Did it say how long this one took?
No, let me see if it
Well, I guess it. 23 minutes.
Yeah, they were sold out in under 23 minutes.
But that's a pretty long time in the grand scheme of how many people were waiting.
Are rabid
to
fans
get
of
there,
hers,
especially
right.
with the countdown. People were right there. So I'm guessing, 100,000.
Yeah.
It's not like it was like, you know, a few thousand. There's no way.
Yeah, well,
I'm not seeing a number anywhere online.
Of course not.
Yeah. Today, in the 5 o'clock hour, all will be revealed. Your chance to win the sparkly, the glittery purple vinyl
limited edition.
Very limited. Incredibly limited.
Never be able to buy it again.
Well, unless you want to really shell out on eBay, fight with other people. That's the thing. These things are instant collectibles. That, like, people who have them won't want to let them go. They must know what they're worth. And people who don't have them are like, I'll pay anything. I will rob my mom's bank account to get this for you.
Don't steal from your mom.
People do it.
No, I know they do, but you shouldn't steal from your mom.
Like $5?
All right, $5.
Well, $5.
You need a pack of grits. Okay, you steal the $5, but
it's $10 for a pack of grits now.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What's grits?
Cigarettes.
You didn't call cigarettes grits.
I actually think
they're
more like $13.
When I was growing up, cigarettes weren't in.
People
weren't smoking.
Mm. They're still not in.
No, they're back, baby.
Are they? Don't.
They're so back.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Don't say that. They can't be back.
I can't say I never took a five spot out of my mom's wallet for some grits.
Yeah.
But
my dad used to always put his change in this little flat tray on top of his dresser. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Odie's. Go through and get all the.
And he never cared.
Oh, he didn't notice.
Was Odie's a packy?
No. Well, yeah. Actually, it was a packy.
He probably noticed, but didn't care.
Actually, no. I think it only sold like beer and wine. It was locked up after 11 because of the blue laws. But it was just like the corner store. 1 mile walk from my house. Couple new things out today. This is called The Rush to Get My Album Out Before Taylor Swift's Album Drops.
That's
on
what I do.
October 3rd. Ciara's her eighth album is out. CC, it's called. The Deftones have a record out. Their 10th album, Private Music.
I love
Music.
The Deftones.
Kid Cudi, his 11th album. It's called Free. John Fogerty has an album of re-recordings of CCR's hits. He took a page from Taylor. Because I guess he also doesn't have his masters. Or she does now, but I don't think he does. It's called Legacy, the Creedence Clearwater Revival Years. Stray Kids, Karma, their 4th album. And John Batiste, who I know him from the movie Soul. But I really know him from the Colbert Show. He was the musical director for the first, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
And then
years.
He just shot to superstardom.
And then he started winning Grammys and doing
crazy.
His own thing. I know. Big. It's his 9th album. It's called Big Money, John Batiste.
This just in.
Yeah.
My other Swiftie, you know, the one that's not Bob.
Who is it? Your daughter?
No, it's Eddie that used to work with us.
Okay, got it.
He just texted me and said, there was a countdown 3 hours before those records went on sale. Where were you, Bob?
Yeah, I was
Bob.
On the air.
Oh.
Oh, sure you were.
Bob.
How
on
did
the
you
waves.
Not know that? What's going on, though?
Dang it.
I know.
There was a countdown, another one.
Maybe we're just all countdowned out. And plus, we knew we have our own countdown to 5 o'clock this afternoon when Jane will tell you how to win her copy. I wonder if Jane is now like, I actually regret saying I would give this away. I mean, it's awesome, but she did get one.
That's so generous.
It's
of her.
So generous.
No,
it wouldn't
really
have even
cool.
crossed my mind.
Yeah. Well, nope, I got one. And she's a huge Swiftie.
I know.
But, you know, radio. We've talked about this week. I wish that, you know, what was it? Just recently, National Radio Day. I wish we could take pictures. I don't have access or know, but like all the now and zens and all that's those people who came out to every one of those are the people that have held Alice up all these years.
Yep.
That's who you post on your page when you say it's national. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
For keeping us in business all these years, the people that listen.
I know.
We love you.
It's amazing how long we've gotten to be here. So thank you. It's an honor every day.
Yep. And
it's
Jane
amazing.
Giving back as well with her, you know, not her first thought, but probably at some point she wrestled with herself and
she
lost
went,
and said, I'll give this away.
I should give this away.
Yep.
I should give this to the fans. Just really quickly, Katy Perry got off to kind of a rocky start. I didn't realize that this real estate trial was beginning, but it started yesterday. The judge blasted her lawyers for trying to ambush his courtroom with a surprise video appearance by Katy Perry, which is her trial. This is the, they bought a house from an 85-year-old dying veteran.
By Katy the, Perry did.
Katy Perry did. She and Orlando Bloom. This is ongoing. Like this is, we're easily over 5 years into this whole thing. They said, and it's a $15 million place in Montecito. They bought it, they paid for it, he signed all the stuff, and then he refused to move out, and his family went, no, you can't get him out of here. So I believe he's dead now. I'm not positive why this goes on. They want damages. So they want...
Katy Perry wants damages.
So she is seeking millions from this 85-year-old dying veteran, Carl Westcott, over repairs and back rent on the mansion that she bought from him 5 years ago.
Well, and her rep is partly damaged due to this. The way they portrayed that was she's throwing an old man veteran out of a house.
Mm.
Well, he sold it, so he's not broke because he got millions for the home.
He's already clearly not broke because this place is palatial.
It's a palace, right. So... But it was a bad look for her.
You want to look at the overhead on this thing?
Yes, I do.
It is, it looks like a slate roof. It's got a pool, huge yard. Like it's wing. There's like 3 different wings. It is absolutely insanely.
The way that story got
beautiful.
Into the news, you would think that she, you know, pushed him out into the store, was trying to put, this is a guy who just got paid millions for the palace he sold.
Mm-hmm. Westcott, he's not dead. Well, go ahead.
His claim was that he was on pain medicine and a lot of pain medicine and didn't know what he was doing when he signed the house over.
Well, that could happen. I've heard people say that.
He has an incurable brain disorder, this 85-year-old guy. They gave him $15 million in cash. So it wasn't like he didn't notice that he had more money, like when he got off the pain med or whatever. I don't know. It's a 1930s estate in star-studded Montecito. This place is, I mean, it is absolutely drool worthy. 2.5 acres, 9,000 square foot house. Anyway, he tried to nix the deal after he already had the money. They'd signed all the papers.
So the judge is mad at
her.
Mad.
For, okay. She's there trying to work around her schedule. She sent a video. They're like, she's all this stuff. Like, I'm not ready to cross examine her yet. Then, but she's agreed to, like, I think it's August 26th. She'll do an appearance for no more than 2 hours sometime after 1:30.
Oh,
must be nice. Anyway.
Well, if you're Katy Perry, you call the shots, I guess.
Yes, you do.
All right.
She's the boss. All right. What's coming up in the news?
Two teens have been arrested for stealing a train that they learned how to drive on YouTube.
Oh.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Me too.
Tell me. Drops of Jupiter. Train. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The countdown is on. Your chance to win a copy of the limited edition of Taylor's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. This is the purple vinyl, glittery purple vinyl. And that's happening. It's Jane's own copy. I remember before we were saying, oh, I wonder if Jane's like, oh no, why did I just say that?
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's Jane. I don't regret it at all. I'm excited to share with another person who is so excited. And three black hearts in a row. So there you go. Today, 5 o'clock in Jane's show. Listen then, and she'll tell you how you can win her vinyl copy of Taylor's latest.
She must be driving in.
I don't know.
I was going to.
She could just be, you know, stretching out of her coffin. Oh, another day in the life of a vampire. Better get my sunscreen on.
I was going to say, if you're here, Jane, you could come down the hall. We're on. Here we are.
Yeah. I don't think she's here yet.
Okay. It's me? Is it me?
Did you say it's me?
Okay. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. Today, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line. That's 20357. 20357. And enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
And this is it. Your last chance today. Stick
around.
So,
10:05.
Yep. Mason's got your next chance.
I teased you with a couple things, but let me first tell you that it is still going to be hot today. Right now, we're overcast in downtown San Francisco.
Windy, too.
But it should be sunny and hot again. All right. I've mentioned this many times. While I don't look to YouTube for entertainment, almost never.
Right. I might click a video somebody sends me, but I'm not like trolling it looking for my next
show. I don't go down that rabbit hole of from one thing to the next to what are they suggesting for me? I'll try it. Mm. I don't do that. But I do always, when I need to learn something, when I need to figure something out, how do I do this? I go to YouTube and it's all there.
Yeah.
One time I had a pair of Adidas that squeaked. There were those Sambas. And I'm like, I can't wear shoes that go. So I look on YouTube and it said, these shoes squeak all the time. What do people do? They take a little sandpaper and rub right. And it showed me where to rub and fix my shoe. And I'm like, YouTube at 4 a.m.
Amazing.
And now I'm walking around without squeaking. And that's just one of the many things, including if you need to steal a train, it's on there.
Okay.
They say you can learn anything on YouTube. Even this. Two teens were arrested in South Carolina after stealing a train for a joyride.
So they hopped into the engine and knew from YouTube how to get it started and take off down the track.
It happened not last Saturday, the one before. The miners broke into the railroad facilities in the evening and started an engine that was connected to two others. They drove it around the yard before taking it down the rail toward a neighboring town.
Oh, boy.
They reportedly went on YouTube to learn how to start the train. They probably should have watched a video on stopping it because...
Oh, no.
On the way back from the joyride, the train switched tracks and they ran into several cars on the same line, forcing one of them to derail and causing significant damage. Kids don't know stuff. That is one of the problems with being a kid is
what
you...
What could possibly go wrong?
If you don't see it, then it's not evident. You can't possibly have thought.
Well, just bring it back. It'll be fine.
Nah, I wasn't this stupid when I was a kid. I never would have done something like that.
It does seem so dangerous. Like, who would ever think to do that? It would just never occur to me.
You've said you never did anything evil, too. You're just a good girl. The golden girl.
An angel.
I definitely have, and I think about this now as a grown-up, most of the bad stuff we did was just opportunity. Like, you're just walking down the road. I didn't leave the house today to go, you know, vandalize anything or do anything stupid.
Right.
But now I'm walking down the road and I'm bored and we know, you know, and next thing you know, you're like, look at that thing. We should take that. And then we should take that from wherever it is. And then we can, you know, wear it or whatever it is. And then you realize like, wait a minute, we're stealing. We're going to get in trouble for this. We should stop doing this right now. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're going to steal something, be brazen. I mean, just take it like it's yours. Walk down what?
It's just,
walk
down the it's, street it's, it.
No one's going to question you.
So I always think of that. Like, you don't leave stuff, you know, you don't leave a ladder in front of your house.
Oh, right. Or your wetsuit.
But a ladder, you know, the old, I'll climb in the window upstairs.
This is Vinny's, all his paranoia and why he doesn't, he covers himself up tightly at night is because he's maybe left a ladder in his yard one time.
I'm hiding a bazooka is why.
Mm.
And I want them to hit, if I hear them coming.
Do you want them to come to your window first so you can.
Do you cock a bazooka?
No. I feel like bazookas shoot
missiles.
What do
you mean no? Have you shot a bazooka?
No, but I know about them.
Can you even hoist one up? They seem so heavy.
No, they put a shell in and then you squeeze a trigger. You have to put the shell in.
So you wouldn't sleep with a bazooka?
No, but your honey badger. Yeah, that might be a good one.
Okay, I'll do that.
Because they can be violent.
Well, you never know what I got under there. That's why the covers are there.
But I did read a study that the sound of a shotgun cracking is like a huge deterrent for burglars. Like,
well, yeah.
Well, yes, it would be.
So you can just keep that by your bed.
I think someone might shoot a gun at me.
Right.
Why don't you just get a little bell that makes that sound when you press it instead?
A bell?
Yeah. So like a little bell, but when you press it, it goes, and then it's just as good. Growing up, I wasn't allowed to get a dog, but my dad got this speaker in the garage. Whenever anyone drove into the driveway, it barked like a dog. Just as good.
Yep. It's a deterrent. Oh, you didn't get a dog, but you had a fake dog voice.
That's sad.
I remember in kindergarten, we all had to draw pictures of our pets, and I drew a speaker.
I know so much more about why you are the way you are now.
I can just imagine
that is awesome.
A tiny little dog in there. He barks.
I'm sure for a moment your dad's heart hurt, and then he just laughed and went, well, you know.
I'm not getting you a dog.
Nice try. The miners, you know, the back to the train robbers.
Oh.
They were charged with burglary, grand larceny, malicious damage, and willful destruction of railroad property and injury to railroad.
Oh.
Their names and ages haven't been released. Because they're kids.
They are so lucky that no humans got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Including themselves.
They are so lucky.
Yes.
I remember in junior high, I went to Sierra Vista Middle School. And in junior high, they were friends of mine. I was nowhere near this at this time. I guess they were near the school and they were burning bugs.
Like with a magnifying glass?
No. They were using, you know how you take like a WD, some kind of spray, and you mm-hmm. pull the flame to it and you're like, whoosh. Well, they burned the school down. That wing of the school that burnt down. And I just remember like being, what were you guys?
God.
And they were like, we were just trying to burn some ants. Like we didn't mean to. Dumb boys. Burned the school down.
Oh my God.
You know that whole.
No, I
it's like
I
a flamethrower.
Absolutely would never.
No,
do
I
that.
Burned a giant hole in the carpet of my house when I was a kid because mom was away and I was doing it to a, I was going to try okay. to do it to a model car and then the whole floor caught fire and.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
I used to light stuff on fire, but I just didn't catch anything else on fire. You just do it in like a safe place, like the sink or something.
Mm.
It's like not that hard.
So you got water smarter. Right there. Yeah. Vinny lit his Evel Knievel on fire.
You know what? This
and he
story.
Pulled the string and it shot and it hit the curtains and.
It's
oh,
terrible. But time. It's one of those stories that shouldn't be told on the radio.
I know
because
people go, oh, that sounds fun. It's not fun.
It's not good.
No.
Real fast, because, you know, I don't want to make us late. We have a lot of stuff to do.
We do have a lot of stuff to do. Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is about to begin, everyone.
Da, 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 da.
College football season starts tomorrow.
Oh.
The NFL starts on September 4th, which I believe is not this weekend, but next. In a poll, over 70% of Americans admit to skipping, rescheduling, and turning down plans in order to watch their team play football.
Oh.
So once football season.
What's the percentage?
Over 70%.
Oh.
Yep.
It makes sense.
That's what you do.
John's like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Although these days where you can tape a game and turn your phone off so you don't get any updates.
But that's the problem. I've done that many times.
And had it blown for you.
Absolutely had a friend text in and text me and go like, oh man, they just missed that kick. And you're like, what are you doing? Anyway. So the football season is about to start, and people will stop taking your invites because
unless
Niners,
you're inviting them to come and view a game.
Right.
Right. We're wedding. Kidding me? That's during the playoffs. We might be in there.
Right.
I don't even know if we're going to be in there or not, but we might be, so no.
Got to keep it clear.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to play a game?
Yep.
It's a Friday game called How Old's That Guy? Out on a limb here. Bob and Vinny start with a point extra each. Sorry, Maddie.
That's all right.
You know what? I want to give my point to Maddie.
Okay, why?
Because the doorknob joke made me laugh so hard, I could barely breathe for a minute there.
You're so nice.
You know what? Keep
Thank
your
you,
point. Man. You're right. He should get a point.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You guys all start at net zero.
Even playing field.
Yeah.
Deal with it, Bob.
How old's Dua Lipa? How old is Dua today? Dua Lipa.
29.
28.
30.
She's exactly 30. Yesterday she was 29. Today she's 30. 2 points for you, Vin. How old is James Corden, former Late Late Show host, carpool karaoke superstar? How old is James Corden? And who went first, Bob? Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say he is 55.
Maddie?
54.
Right. 53.
He's 47. That's a point for Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, he got that show so young.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he did it for, but I mean, if he's 47 now.
He did it at least 10 years.
Right. Was he 30 when he got it? All right, how old is Kristen Wiig? Maddie, you're first. Kristen Wiig, Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters, Paul.
54. SNL. 51.
51, says Maddie. Bob?
53.
49.
Maddie and Bob each get a point because she is 52.
Mm.
Right in between the two of you. All right, Bob.
She looks great.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the case.
She's I love Kristen Wiig.
But I would never have guessed. I mean, I lost, so clearly, but dang. I she's thought we in played her 50s, huh?
Price is Right rules that if you're over, you're out.
No, we've never played that ever.
Play it. It's whoever's closest. Oh, it can be ties.
Okay.
Good try, though.
Currently, the score is 2 Bob, 2 Vinny, 1 Maddie. Bob, you're up first. How old's Tori Amos?
Who's that?
That actually hurts me.
One of the cornerstones of the station.
That actually hurts me so
much. Not really. No. From the very beginning, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in the early days. But so was Seal.
That is true.
And that went away as well.
Just take a wild guess because you're first.
55.
Vinny?
Can you name that hit?
No,
the one.
I didn't get any clues.
No, no, no. I'm just going to guess about the
Silent
age.
Silent All These Years.
That's the one, right?
Crucify.
I don't know. Crucify.
Winter.
Silent All These Years is the one.
She had a lot. She actually had a lot of hits.
What year?
I'm going to say.
Did you say 54?
55.
55. All right. 55 is what
I'm
going to
say. 59.
59 says Vinny. What do you think, Maddie?
What did she say?
55. 59. 54. She is 62, and that is a point for Vinny.
Oh, my gosh.
I got one final one. I suppose Bob could tie it, and then I'll break the tie. Here we go. This one's just for you. How old is Roland Orzabal from Tears for Fears? This is his birthday today.
We almost got this guy one time.
How old is that guy? And let's see. Vinny, you're up first.
He was singing to Sarah.
Oh.
Pointing to her in the audience. Oh. Like.
This
you.
Was after he was flirting with me outrageously when I interviewed him on the air that day.
You and me tonight, Clarky.
I was like, John, let's get out of here. Like, that ugly guy's coming for me.
He's not ugly.
I told John that so he would feel.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah,
did you say how old?
What is the question?
How old is he?
Oh, Roland, how old is Roland
Cheers for Fears.
I'm going to say he is 69.
69. What do you think, Maddie?
70.
All right.
71.
He is 64. That's a point for Vinny and by a score of 4. You won every game this week.
I know that I did.
4 points for Vinny, 1 point for Maddie, 2 points for Bob. Vinny, you are El Campeón del Pueblo of the week.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
That's great.
Let's go make it a good... By the way, I was kissing during the song. Oh. Do we have an update on Scott Budman? Has he been adopted yet?
I have no updates.
No
Antioch,
updates.
We need to know
I'll
about
check before
Scott
the Monday
Budman.
Show.
There's a young dog named Scott Budman looking for
a
new home.
So cute.
Such a cute dog.
Mm.
Please, someone go save Scott Budman from dog jail.
Keep it here on Alice all day. Countdown for Taylor. We've got the Purple Sparkly album coming up in Jane's show at 5 o'clock. It's actually Jane's Purple Sparkly album.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason and Jane also both have tickets to Disneyland. And today is the last day for this. Good luck with that. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary.
The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.